Chinese New Year. This might help with the questions and quiz and the assignments this week, and should go along with the reading you've got to do. It's not covering exactly the same ground, but most of the main facts are covered too. So the Chinese New Year, known in China as the Spring Festival and in Singapore as the Lunar New Year, is a holiday on and around the new moon on the first day of the year in the traditional Chinese calendar. This calendar is based on changes in the moon, and it only sometimes changes to fit the seasons of the year based on how Earth moves around the sun. Because of this, Chinese New Year is never January the 1st. It moves around between January the 21st and February the 20th. The Chinese New Year is one of the most important holidays for Chinese people all over the world. Its seventh day used to be used instead of birthdays to count people's ages in China. So you didn't become seven on the day you were born, but you became seven on the next new year after that. The holiday is still used to tell people which animal of the Chinese zodiac they're part of. The holiday is a time for gifts for children and for family gatherings with large meals, just like Christmas in Europe and other Christian areas. Unlike Christmas, the children usually get gifts of cash in red envelopes, hongbao, and not of toys or clothes. A reunion dinner happens in the evening of the last day of the traditional year, New Year's Eve. Reunion dinners are often the largest and most expensive dinner of the year. Some families use special expensive food to gain face, others use meaningful foods to bring luck. Jiaozao, or jiaozi maybe, a kind of dumpling, are common in northern China. People used to think they looked like old Chinese silver bars and hold luck inside. Egg rolls and spring rolls, like lun pai, can also be made to look like gold bars, and orange and tangerines are thought to look like gold coins. Can you see the kind of theme here? In Spring Festival, people try very hard to return home to spend the holiday with their family. This makes it the busiest time for travel in China, known as the Spring Festival Travel Rush. On Spring Festival eves, family hold this reunion dinner, and the meal only begins when all the family are around the table. A place is set for any family members who are not able to go home. Fish is always part of the dinner, and some parts of the fish is perfectly left over. Fireworks. Children don't need to go to bed early and stay up to midnight. Around 12 o'clock, the new year is welcomed with public fireworks and private firecrackers. Children are told that these are to remember a monster called Nin Year, who was scared away by a town's loud noises and bright lights on Chinese New Year long ago in the past. Some people call or send text messages and emails to say Happy New Year. People like to clean their houses quite often, like in Scotland, at New Year. But brooms need to be put away New Year's Day and the day after, so this good luck can't be swept away. All bills should be paid before New Year begins, as it's considered unlucky to go into the New Year owning a debt. In Chinese culture, dragons are a really important symbol. They're a symbol of the country and big good luck. Dragons. Dances are performed by teams of people holding up the dragons and poles. The longer the dragon, the luckier it's meant to be. People also visit friends and relatives, taking gifts and wishing them Happy New Year. Fairs are open and you can say Gong Kong Hei Fat Choi, which means wishing you health and prosperity. There's a lantern festival at the end of the New Year celebration, held on the 15th day of the lunar month. People put up lanterns for everybody to enjoy, and they're put up in public as well. People quite often attach riddles to the lanterns for other people to guess the answers, and people eat dumplings to celebrate. Have a good read at the document that's in Teams before you try the assignments. You can read it over and look again, or you can listen to this again to help you with your answers. Good luck.